You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. I have with me in studio Dr. Carolyn McLeod. Dr. McLeod, I mean, what are the primary human health issues of pollution in our oceans?
Well, this is an issue I'm very passionate about. I'm Ocean Health Clinic because there's no reason to be continually contaminating our oceans. We need better engineering and better ways of getting rid of our waste than dumping it in our oceans. We're increasing our risks of cancer. We increase our risk of neurologic disease in fetuses, and we increase asthma. We increase all kinds of problems, and our fish is now contaminated with plastics and other carcinogens, and our poor birds are dying of being wrapped in fishnet and other plastics and eating plastics, and it's just incredible that we've let our oceans, treated our oceans this way.
I mean, what are the best or some of the best ways to avoid plastic contamination as far as from a human health perspective?
Well, we have to make sure that when it goes to the landfill, it stays in the landfills. But things like plastic bags that we use at the grocery store, they can be picked up by the wind and they're taken out into the sea. And a lot of plastics end up in the ocean. Either they're dumped off of ships or fishing vessels, fishing line is let go, or you have bottles that are everywhere. So if we can be just more careful about using plastic, I'm surprised that plastic bags are even used because kids can suffocate on them. If a baby covers their head with a plastic bag, they can die, they can suffocate. So it's a good reason from that point of view, but all those plastics are breaking down into microplastics and they end up in our fish and other things. The other thing that's happening is we're having a tremendous feminization in fish and other problems because the plasticizers like bisphenol A or BPA and some of the phthalates, they actually imitate estrogen. So they increase your risk of breast cancer and other problems from excess estrogen.
That's crazy. The actual plastic can affect the changing of a sex within a fish.
Yes.
Then they imitate estrogen. Is that what happens?
Actually, yes. And BPA was originally going to be an estrogen replacement therapy when it was first developed, and then ended up being a very good plasticizer. What does that mean? It makes a plastic soft. So all these kids were chewing on toys with BPA in it, and that it has been outlawed in kids' toys in 36 months and younger, but they're still being used around the world, and you don't want to get a used toy because it may have even more residue on it. But it's just incredible because plastic takes sometimes 1,000 years to break down, and we don't know what to do with it all. There's no place to put all this plastic, we need some plastics in certain businesses, and IV tubing and the hospital industry, but we need better products that are safer. And I think the problem is we always say, oh, well, we have a safe limit. There is no safe limit. What you need is reorient your thinking. Let's create only healthy things. Let's create only things that will help the environment. Stop asthma, stop cancer. Because we always have carcinogen in the environment. Like a volcano is going to go off, like these poor people in Guatemala. You can't do anything about that. But you can do about things that are made by man. We can change, and we're brilliant. We can use our engineering instead of destroying our health to improve our health.
How can we as individuals make better choices towards the prevention of plastic pollution in our oceans?
Well, don't use plastic bags. Use a glass instead of a plastic container, or at least a reusable container to drink water in. And you can make sure that you're decreasing the amount of wastage you have by asking your grocery stores to avoid plastic wrapping. You can pick up your own garbage. If you see some plastic on the beach, they say pick up 3 things every day, and you can actually do a photo and put it on Instagram that you're picking up the garbage on the beach. And there is a World Ocean Day has an excellent website with lots of resources that you can look at to help you improve the ocean.
It's just amazing. I'm so, you know, this is a subject I really feel we rely on. Well, we import and export so much fish from our region. Thousands of travelers and tourists go out to our reef every day, and the ocean is the primary source of all of this, you know. It is the life source.
That's where we came from, is originally from the ocean. So that's our primary source for everything. And if we don't have that, we're going to all go down together.
What do you feel the outlook is?
I think we have a very positive outlook if we get very aggressive at having cleaning up our oceans. We have the technology and we have the brains to do it. We just have to put our minds behind it and decide we are not going to pollute the ocean anymore. We're going to take care of our environment, which takes care of our health, and health is your greatest wealth.
I've been talking with Dr. Carolyn McLeod from the Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. You tune to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot.